You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with FitWorks partners Rick Langella and Keith Johnson. FitWorks is the non-gym solution for a healthy lifestyle and weight loss with four locations in the state of Massachusetts. Gentlemen, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And you both are more than welcome. Thanks for coming out. So, Rick, for starters, if you would, give us an overview about FitWorks, a little more on the company for those that may not be familiar.
Well, FitWorks started. I've been in the big box gym business for about 30 years, and I noticed that there was a need for that person that's either overweight, made some bad lifestyle choices, and is going to the physicians and they're just loading them up with different prescriptions. It started as a clinical trial that I wrote for the effects of a full body workout on type 2 diabetics. And it really just took off. The actual workout that we developed really took off, and that one-on-one contact with that person and helping them through that journey into better health is what really helped FitWorks get started.
And you also have a unique concept. Can you tell us how the business evolved? Get into that a little further, if you would.
Okay, so it started in one of the big box facilities where we had 25 clients that were given to us through a local physician that were either pre-diabetic or diabetic. With those, our goal was to lower their A1C without any type of medication, which is their glucose levels. We put them on a 90-day trial of just exercise strength training, full body workout, 3 days a week. We actually weren't allowed in the trial to give them any nutritional guidance or any cardiovascular exercise, and we were pretty successful. The average drop during that 90 days was a 0.9, which is pretty drastic. Over the course of time, once we decided that we were going to actually open up a separate FitWorks center, we've actually been able to lower people's A1C by 1.5 on average if you come in that are actually a type 2 diabetic. So that's been pretty good. The rest of it is just a heck of a great workout for that, say, 35 to 70-year-old person that doesn't really feel that they fit in a big box gym. And that's what we've been able to accomplish, is that really good, almost like a Cheers, you know, everybody knows your name friendly atmosphere for that 35 to 70-year-old client that, like I said, has made some bad lifestyle choices. They need them corrected. They need some advice. They need to be told what to do, and that's what we do.
And you certainly got to love that. Well done in every regard. Now, Keith, what is your background and how did you get into the fitness or health business?
Yeah, so I have a sports background. And once I retired from what I did, one of the only things I really knew other than my sport was fitness. And Rick had actually been a longtime friend of mine. And I was ready to open my own fitness facility. Rick actually helped me find locations and look around for different spots, and he came to me one day and said, "Hey, I got this idea," and we met at a little coffee shop, and he wrote it out on a napkin, and I was 2 weeks away from signing on the dotted line to open my own gym, and we met and he wrote out the plan on the napkin, and I came in this direction. And this was, 6 years ago now, I think. And here we are. So we went and started the trial in the big box gym, which Rick had before, roped off a little corner of it and started the program. And here we are four locations later, and we're going to keep going.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that, Keith. Today we are joined by FitWorks partners Rick Langella and Keith Johnson. FitWorks is the non-gym solution for a healthy lifestyle and weight loss with four locations within the state of Massachusetts here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, you have both expanded to 4 locations in 3 years, as mentioned. To what do you attribute your success to this growth to?
Well, I'll tell you that there's just a need for this. And, you know, that was what was very important to me. Being in the big box gyms, I noticed that a lot of people were coming to the facilities and not getting in shape. And that's when I really took it upon myself to say, what does this industry actually need and who needs it? So being in the industry, you know that, or we know in the industry that 80% of the population won't attend the regular facility. And I tried to figure that out why. So a FitWorks actually is all a strength training program, but there's no free weights, there's no intimidation factor. And I think that was the big thing that was keeping people away from the big box gyms. As you go there, there's dumbbells, there's bench presses, squat machines, and, you know, people just don't know what to do. So this program was designed where you come into the facility and that's all you've got to worry about. The trainer takes it from there. That you're going to do your repetitions, you're going to do your cardio, you're going to do a weigh-in once a week, you're going to do a 30-day evaluation. If everything's not working, we're going to customize it and change it to your needs. And, you know, that's what I felt, and that was, like I said, after being such a long-term person in the industry, I felt like I wanted to do something where it was results-oriented, not low price or not a low price push anymore, and more of, you know, you're coming to me, you know, almost treating you like a patient, not like a member.
And taking that a little further, can you tell us more about the program's success so far and also elaborate on your growing business concept?
Yeah, so as Rick said earlier, one of the reasons we feel that our business does well is we have created an atmosphere for the people that typically would not walk into any other gym. And this is why we don't like to call our facilities gyms. It's a program. So strength training, cardiovascular, nutrition, it's all mapped out for them, and it's done in a comfortable environment. So when you think of that person 40 years and older basically is our member. I mean, we have some people that are younger as well too, but for the most part, our average membership base is that 40-plus generation. And we've created an environment that they're comfortable in. They feel relaxed, and they're not intimidated. We don't have mirrors hanging on the walls. So there's nobody standing in front of mirrors and flexing and grunting and groaning. All of our trainers are very well educated, and our staff, entire staff, is very welcoming. We know everybody by first name. It's that sort of environment. So it's just the product of the environment that is the success of our locations, really. And we just basically cater to our members and treat them like they were family, and treat them like I would my own mom. You know, my own mom is a member, and she gets treated the same as every other person that walks through the door. So when it comes, you know, we always like to say that people walk through the doors for a reason, and we want to know what the reason is. We know exactly the reason every single person walks through the door, and then we get to that reason, whether it's weight loss for, you know, most of our members, 95% of our members, it's strictly weight loss. And, you know, if we need to gain muscle and lose weight, there's a science to it. And we want to know what body fat percentage is at and what lean weight is at and eating habits. So all of that plays a big role in the success of our program. And when people come in, the number one thing for us is to make sure that they have a 10 experience. And we ask. Every single day, we ask every single person, how was your workout today? How was your program today? And we're looking for 10s. And all of our staff knows that we're looking for 10s. We don't like 8s. We don't like 9s. We want everybody walking out of here feeling comfortable, feeling like they're part of our family, and it was a 10 experience for them. So that is the success of our program. It's not anything that we do individually, but as a team. And once we make sure that everybody on the team is creating that 10 experience, it just grows. Organically, it just grows.
Certainly tremendous to hear how the business is growing and your specific approach. It does speak volumes as well. Thanks for sharing that. Once again, now in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I can tell you this, that we're just about to finalize our franchise documents. So within the next 30 to 60 days, we'll actually be able to sell franchises for that. And we're pretty excited about being able to expand. The reason why we chose franchising is I think that we're going to get a very high quality of person that wants to own a Fitworks, you know, specifically just because of what it can actually do and how it changes lives. So we're excited about that, and you know, moving forward, we'll keep opening up corporate clubs, but we're very excited about the franchise also.
And with great reason, certainly understand that. Where can listeners connect with you online and to get more information in all regards on Fitworks?
Well, you can always find us at fitworks.com. That's FITWORX.com.
Easy enough. Well, Rick and Keith, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Continued success to the company and to the both of you. And hopefully we can get you back on with an update down the road right here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for having us.
And you're both more than welcome. We've been speaking with Fitworks partners Rick Langella and Keith Johnson. Fitworks is the non-gym solution for a healthy lifestyle and weight loss with 4 locations within the state of Massachusetts. And for more information and for contact, simply visit fitworks.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.